Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. Later this hour, coming up at 9:45, your chance to win HF Festival tickets. HF Festival 2024 hits Nationals Park September 21st. We're going to talk some Nationals right now to Mike Rizzo, the president and GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you guys?
So I was telling the boys, I saw a pretty cool picture of James Wood, who grew up going to Orioles games, I think with his dad and maybe his grandpa. And then he has that four-hit game against the Orioles. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that picture also. It was funny. Yeah, it's always good to see the young, the big leaguers when they're young kids. That, you know, shows that they're just true baseball fans that grew up just like everybody else, except for they kept growing and getting better.
He kept growing a lot. Yeah.
Dude, he's already got, what, 2 4-hit games already in just like 35, 36 games, whatever the hell it is. I mean, you got to be thrilled with where he is at this point.
Yeah, you know, the thrilling part is to see him getting better each day. You know, he's bringing a major league routine to the ballpark every day, and, you know, getting better in left field. And, you know, the bat was, pretty foolproof, in the minor leagues, and, coming on, he's already made some adjustments with his swing and his approach, at the plate. So, not only the results and performance on the field, when he hits the ball, you know, it's hit as hard as anybody's in the game, and, you know, his exit velocities are elite, and the ball sounds different coming off his bat than a lot of other players. So, we're thrilled about where he's at as a player and as a big leaguer, and we're just watching in wonderment that I think that this guy is just scratching the surface of what he could be at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, his batting average jumped 20 points after last night.
So what is it up to now?
He's at 283. Yeah. So in the month of August, Mike, and I know you know this, but just throwing it out for the listeners, he's 15 for 40. He's hitting 375 in the month of August with a couple bombs, 10 RBIs, and 11 runs scored. I mean, he's putting up some numbers in the month of August. And how about the three young guys last night? You called up Chaparro. You could tell us more about him. I know you got him in the trade for Floro for the D-backs. But Abrams, James, and the kid that you – I guess he's not a kid. I think he's 24 or 25. But they go 10 for, like, 15 last night.
Yeah, it was a good day at the ballpark yesterday for us. It was exciting to see Chaffee get to the big leagues after a long minor league career, and whenever you trade for a player, we identified a guy that we really liked, and Dylan Floro was a player that was helping us this year and would have continued to help us throughout the rest of the season, and Chaparro wasn't your typical prospect type of guy, but our scouts really liked him, and we identified him as a bat that we could fit with us long term. I think he's 25 years old, but he can really swing it, and we like his approach at the plate. He's got a short swing, high leg kick, but he gets his foot down in time and is really in good position to hit. He has something that that we don't have a lot of in the lineup, and that's power. And he's a bat first type of guy that can play third, first, and DH. He's mostly a first baseman and a DH, but a right-handed bat with some pop. It was kind of an unconventional route that we took to acquire him. Wasn't your typical prospect type of guy at the trade deadline, but we're really enthralled with the bat and see some possibilities of this guy being a real type of hitter that could help us.
Why do you think it took so long for him to make his major league debut, being 25?
I think it's, all development, I say this all the time, all developments are not linear. You know what I mean? A lot of it has to do with, performance and skills and tools are obviously the utmost and most important. But opportunity and what team are you with and what's the setup of that team? Are you blocked by people and that type of thing? I think a lot of that has to do with some of the timelines of players getting to the big leagues, and every big leaguer has their own story. A lot of they're not the Juan Soto type of story, right, where you sign him, he spends a little bit of time in the big leagues, he tears up every league. There's an opportunity in the big leagues, and he never looks back at 19 years old, and he becomes a superstar. There's a lot of hills and valleys in these things, and it's the one thing that he could do, throughout his career, he could always hit. And I always say, if you can really hit and you've got some power, people will find a place for you.
Hey, getting back to James, do you envision him as a defensively as a left fielder or a right fielder going forward? Let's just say opening day next year. Do you think he's a left fielder or right fielder?
I think he's capable of playing all three. He's capable of playing center field in the big leagues. I think that, he'd probably be in the big leagues as a center fielder for us if we didn't have a gold glove center fielder right now that's playing very well for us in Jacob Young. So, his ceiling is so high and his future is so bright. He could fit a bunch of different spots in the field. His best position to me is in the batter's box and gives us a dangerous hitter that can hit for average and power.
Yeah, I was going to say he could play anywhere. Talk about Jake Irvin last night. Six innings, allowed two runs. ERA, he got his ninth win. ERA below 3.8. And that's a good lineup that he kind of shut down last night for six innings.
Yeah, it's a good lineup. They're running, high sevens, low eight OPSs at you, up and down the lineup. So it's a tough lineup to navigate, and Jake did a heck of a job, getting through that lineup giving us six strong innings, and the bullpen took over. So, Jake is Jake. He's He's ultra aggressive. He's ultra confident. He pounds the strike zone, and I was really excited about yesterday. You know, he's fastball. He's forcing fastball and good curveball. Yesterday, he really implemented his changeup into his repertoire often, and it was very, very effective for him. So that was an exciting a part of his start yesterday. So hopefully he could take that and run with that for the rest of the year and throughout his career, because he's got a great changeup when implemented. He needs to use it more often.
What have you seen from Mackenzie Gore lately, Mike?
A pitcher struggling for command and mechanics, and a guy with great stuff that hasn't harnessed it yet. I like to think that he's such an intelligent person and an intelligent pitcher, Hickey and Doolittle, and he will get their heads together and figure out what the issue is and correct it. I like the totality of his game. I mean, he's got great stuff. He's got great athleticism. He's got a great body, and I think it's just a matter of time before he flips the switch and turns it back on. You know, don't forget the first 12 starts of the season, he was the number one starter on anybody's rotation, and the last 13 haven't been nearly as good. So consistency throughout a long season, you have to learn that, and you have to learn how to pitch without your grade A stuff. And I think that he's learned these lessons, like a lot of our young pitchers have learned their lessons this year. And I think when he comes out the other side of it, he'll be better for it.
And it's not a like a injury thing or like losing velocity as the season's gone on, anything like that, right?
No, his velo is right where it's supposed to be on his fastball. I see some of these crazy stats all the time. Where when he's ahead of the count, hitters are hitting 126 against him, and when he's behind the count, they're hitting 426. So, uh-huh. the difference of strike one and in a bat is very, very important for every starting pitcher, every pitcher in general. But for him, it's extremely important because it sets up all his really good secondary stuff. And I just think that he's got to get back into the model where his mechanics allow his arm to get in position to have all four of his pitches come out of the same window and at the same release point. When that happens, he'll get back to that guy that pitched the first 12 starts for us and not the guy who's pitched the last 13 starts for us.
I didn't realize this. I should know this, but I didn't realize that he was the third pick overall in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, he'll break out of it. You know that, Mike.
He's got a lot of talent. There's no question 100%. About it. A lot of talent, and he really, really, really wants it. Sometimes wants it too much and is too tough on himself, but I want to settle a guy down rather than lift a guy up. So I think that's all indicative of his makeup and where he's going to be at in his career. Again, the needle is definitely moving north on this guy, and a guy that we have high hopes for in the future to lead this rotation.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you about Robles, and he obviously didn't work out for you guys for the last couple of years. He really struggled. Not just that he couldn't stay healthy, and then he made some mental gaffes. So you guys designated for him for assignment, and then he signed with the Mariners, and he's been with the Mariners, I don't know, 40 games or so. His average has dipped a little bit the last few games. He's hitting 260, but he was hitting the ball pretty well. And then he was asked by Shannon Dreyer, who is a reporter out in Seattle, and just talking about being with Scott Service and the Mariners, he said, this was Robles talking about Scott Service. He goes, from our first conversation, I felt Scott had known me all my life because he told me, I want you just to be yourself and nobody else. And he said, when I heard that, I got goosebumps. And from that moment on, I knew this is where I wanted to be. I don't know if that's necessarily an indictment on Davey, but what are your thoughts on those comments about just being in Seattle and being yourself? I don't really get that.
I didn't see the comments yet. I'm just hearing them for the first time. But Vic was a great national. He was part of the 19 championship team. I signed him, developed him, got him to the big leagues at a young age, and he played really well for us. And due to injuries and some inconsistencies, it didn't work out for us. Happy as can be that. That things are working out in Seattle. Glad to see that he's going to make some money and sign that extension to take care of his family in the future. So all positives. I don't have a negative thing to say about Vic. And he always played with his hair on fire for us and was a good guy in the clubhouse and a good teammate. So, I don't know. Feeling comfortable in his new situation is terrific. And, when you struggle at your original home and you get to a new place, I think that you maybe embrace that and appreciate that feeling even a little bit more. So wish Vic nothing but the best unless we're playing him, and then to have a good season and see if he can get in the playoffs again.
I always ask you every week about Dylan Cruz. He's been hot. Just looking at his numbers at Rochester, he's had hits in it. Looks like 10 of his last 12 games. He had two three hit games in those games too. So Dylan Cruz getting a little hot down there. We're up there at Rochester. Any sign of possibly seeing him in the next couple weeks?
Well, he's getting it together at the AAA level. I actually thought he'd be a more efficient hitter at the AAA level than at the AA level because of they have the automated strike zones and that type of thing. So it's something that we had planned on him going to AAA, getting that walk rate up and the strikeout rate down, which has happened, and I think that. He's swinging the bat really well, playing great outfield. We've got him playing in center field and in right field in anticipation that, that's where he'll play when he gets to Washington in the big league. So we've got a plan in place for him. We've got high hopes for him and House and a bunch of other guys down in the minor league system. Our minor league system is flourishing pretty good right now. We've got a lot of good players up and down the organization, and it's as deep as we've ever been since the beginning of the organization, and I think our minor league system is as talented as we've ever seen it.
Yeah, all right, Mike. Numbers up 270. He's hitting 270. He's got 12 bombs, 60 RBIs, 22 stolen bases.
Not bad.
That'll work.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
All right, thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, buddy.
It's Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. I think I asked him about Dylan Cruz last week. You're going to ask him every week. But, yeah, that's what I think Nats fans are waiting for. Get a little snapshot of what the future is going to look like.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, definitely. But I just, like these September calls.
Maybe September, yeah.
I mean, is it going to be that? I mean,
you just get a little taste.
Get a little taste.
Preview.
Will they play him every day?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. So I get like 30 games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, then I'm into it.
Get to see Cruz and Wood in the outfield.
By the way, where's Joey Meneses? He's hurt or something? Why has he not played in like a while? He's still on the roster, right?
I think they designated him for assignment, didn't they?
Oh, they did? I didn't know that.
Didn't they?
Okay. All right.
I thought they did. Let me see.
I missed it. If they did, well, I missed it.
That was weeks ago.
Yeah, I might have been on vacation or something.
I see in the latest news, he hit a two-run home run for Rochester.
Oh, so they're over him.
So he's down in Rochester.
It's over. Okay. Oh, too bad.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Here on the Junk.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Going to open up the entertainment page here momentarily. I'm just curious, EB, because you were mentioning this, I think, last week. Did your golf guy ever get back to you? What? Remember you submitted a video and you were dying?
No, he won't rate my swing.
Yeah, you missed this, Jason. So EB was lamenting last week that he sent a video to some golf nerd who analyzed
his swings.
Is that
the same guy you were talking about yesterday?
Maybe.
The guy who played in the U.S. Amateur. That's
No, this is just a guy on Instagram. There's a bunch of guys, but there's one guy in particular. I think Valdez and I both follow this particular account. And the guy just rates swings all day. And I sent my swing, and he's not rating it.
Well, maybe he just hadn't gotten to it yet.
It was like 10 days ago.
Has he rated maybe there's a bunch lot of other people
out there.
Yes.
Like, is he such on Instagram?
Yes.
That's his main bit. Like, yes. The videos, his niche.
It's very risky. Because, I mean, I think I sent him perfect swings. I sent him what I think is a great swing. So if he gives it like a 5 or 6 or something, I'll probably kill myself. But so it is risky. But I don't get it.
I can't even stand to look at my swing. I don't video it. I don't even want to know. I'm sure it's the ugly old man swing.
I'm going to start posting some of my shanks. Because why not? People think I have the, you know, sometimes I hit good balls and sometimes I hit horrific ones. Golf is so
annoying.
Well,
like we said yesterday, that's golf.
That is golf. It is so
annoying. Especially at 54.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's a horrible sport.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page. It is driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Yep, he may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Last I heard, 2.99% of most X-Series models. They've even got specials on electric vehicles, military discounts, all that great stuff. Find out more at bmwfairfax.com. And don't forget to mention your boy. That would be me. All right, Post Malone is in the news, and Valdez was just reminding me during the commercial break that his country collaboration, his country album, is due out on Friday, and I guess he's got a new one that's been released, a new single with Tyler Childers. Is that how I say his name? Tyler Childers?
No. Yeah, yes. It is, but you're kind of confusing it.
Right. What was his genre before? Was Post Malone considered rock?
I don't know. He's not rock.
Is he pop?
Rap? I don't know. Whatever. Soulful? I don't know. I don't know what you would consider it. Honestly, I don't know what you would consider it.
He wasn't country.
Wasn't country, though. But go ahead, Valdez. I was saying that
this is a cover of a Tyler Childers song. I don't know if he's collabing with them.
Oh, okay. It's a cover. I'm sorry.
And then everyone's kind of freaking out because
they like it. They like it.
He was performing at Outside Lanes or Outside Lines Fest. Okay. It's a country festival in San
Outside
Francisco.
Outside Lands.
Lands, yeah. Sorry.
The polo field at Outside Lands.
So he did the cover of Tyler Childers' Feathered Indians, and everyone is praising him.
All right, let me hear this. Know that song.
Oh, it's a great song.
You know,
I like Tyler Childers. His song.
Maybe I need to hear it from him. Tyler.
Play Tyler Childers.
I know I have a couple of his songs like on my daughter's playlist, but I don't.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussle through.
When did this come out? Is it an old classic or something?
I mean, it's not like his newest stuff, but
like 5 years ago or something.
Yeah, within the last 5 years.
Okay.
Very, very distinct.
Listen, I'm very curious to hear. I actually like Post Malone. I know he's doing a collab with Jelly Roll, and again, I don't want to turn on Jelly Roll, but Jelly Roll's doing too much stuff. He's everywhere. Jelly Roll needs to.
Maybe he's capitalizing on his window. You did a story yesterday that Katy Perry isn't selling albums anymore.
It's
so
true.
Got to capitalize. Strike while the iron is hot.
But I think Jelly Roll's overexposing himself. He's showing up everywhere. He's showing up at freaking. I can't even explain. He's doing every podcast in the world. He's trying to lose the weight. He's showing up at every award show.
What, he's not supposed to try and lose weight?
No, I know, but like he's doing like celebrity walks. It's too much.
It's too much jelly roll.
But it's a little bit too much jelly roll. And I discovered him. You mentioned Katy Perry. I guess she's in trouble now. The country of Spain, somebody in Spain is investigating her for filming her Lifetime's video on a prohibited and protected beach. I guess you have to have permission. Her Lifetime's. I guess that's the name of her single.
We played it yesterday.
That was the one we played yesterday. Her crew didn't have permission to film there, and I guess they could have caused environmental damage. So one of those deals where somebody didn't do their homework.
Well, when you say she's in trouble...
Sounds like she shot the video. Are you going to sue her?
I guess fine her. I don't know. I don't know what you could do. This is interesting. Anytime you have celebrities kind of bickering at each other. Quentin Tarantino, I guess, took the first shot at George Clooney. And Clooney's responding to when Tarantino essentially said he's not a movie star anymore.
We talked about that earlier. I think it was kind of joking, in a joking fashion.
Maybe.
I think Clooney jokes around a lot. Like, he's not the most... I guess he can be serious in his political views or whatever, but my impression was it was in a joking manner.
Okay.
Like, I think it was Brad Pitt even there. Like, he's joking around with Brad Pitt.
Well, they were doing... I think they were doing an interview for the new issue of GQ, and I don't know. At some point, I guess Quentin said some stuff about him not being a movie star, about not doing movies late, or when was the last time he had a hit movie?
Hasn't Tarantino put him in a bunch of movies?
Clooney was directed by Tarantino in ER, actually, in 1995. Then he starred the following year in From Dusk Till Dawn.
In Clooney's GQ interview, he says, Quentin said some S about me recently, so I'm a little irritated by him.
Right.
It seems like that's not very joking.
It didn't seem like it was joking, yeah, from what I read. Have you seen Travis Kelce's, like, I mean, we're talking about overexposed. Have you seen Travis Kelce's, like, hairdo now? Everyone's saying it's because of Taylor Swift.
Oh, she convinced him to change his hair?
I guess. He's, like, growing it out. He's been a mustache guy for a while, right?
Yes, beard guy.
Beard mustache.
And I guess Patrick Mahomes.
He usually keeps it tight.
Patrick Mahomes says that Taylor Swift is the reason why he's growing his hair out. If you see him now, he's almost unrecognizable. Almost.
Well, because he doesn't have the beard. The hair is not,
it's not like it's super long, it's grown out.
But he doesn't have the beard, so that's why it looks different.
Yeah, I'm looking at some images. I think he changes his look a lot. Like, right. If you go back to his past.
For some reason, I don't like that dude. Lindsay Lohan, Drabby has got the steaming undies for Lindsay Lohan.
Maybe I do. I was smitten by this viral tweet. It's got 18 million views, and I saw it last night. I guess the Disney Legends Awards were there a couple days ago. I think that's their Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And who's the actress from Halloween? And I'm drawing a blank from Halloween.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
So she got inducted.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay Lohan presented her,
right.
And she's walking into the event. She's wearing a black miniskirt and a white blouse,
mm-hmm.
And she looks incredible.
She looks like sober, clean. Is she clean and everything? I think she's a new mother, isn't she?
I think she's a mother, but she looks radiant and sexy. And the tweet
she's
says
back?
She might be back, and she looked great on stage. She was wearing this flowing green dress. I think we're on the I don't know where she's been.
I mean she lives
maybe
in like
Mykonos or whatever,
yeah.
I think she went
out to Mykonos because she didn't like all the paparazzi.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her.
So this guy says, I've waited years for this comeback. This genuinely makes my heart happy. The best thing she ever did was move away from her parents in Hollywood.
Right. Or her parents bad news?
Well, remember her dad.
I can't remember.
Her dad was a disaster.
The mom's a disaster.
Dina Lohan,
right.
Worst parents in the world. Yeah.
Right, I forget. Wasn't the mom like accused of like some sexual stuff? Like in a restaurant or something? I feel like there was some story about that.
No, one of her latest tweets, I mean, it doesn't look like she tweets very often, but she had the number one film on Netflix in March.
Lindsay Lohan did?
According to her tweet, she writes, thank you, everyone at Netflix.
Is there gonna
Irish Wish.
Is she 40 yet?
She's 38. All right, so we'll keep an eye out for her. She was never in any of those like leaked cell phone things, right?
We never got any
footage. Celeb Jihad?
Not Celeb Jihad, but what was the name of that one? Maybe I can't even say that.
I know what it is. I don't know if I can say it.
Yeah.
Should I just say it?
Yeah, don't say it. But anyway, there was a website where they had a bunch of like cell phone leaks and hacks.
Yeah,
and
the happening. Yeah, but it wasn't hacked.
Yeah, well, she wasn't in there though, right? Jennifer Lawrence was in there and a bunch of celebs, but she was never. I think they're really cracking down on the AI generated like porn.
Yeah.
You know, of like celebs.
I know.
Like you can really get hammered now.
I saved all the Taylor Swift ones.
You did.
Yeah.
AI is wild, dude. And last but not least, I don't know where I stand on Machine Gun Kelly. I think I like him.
I saw him in concert
because
my sister-in-law was big into him, and I was pretty impressed.
So the headline is...
I thought he was more of a rapper.
He threw out the first pitch at the Cleveland Guardians game last night.
That's why I'm bringing him up.
Right? Yeah.
And so the idea, when I read the headline, it says Machine Guns Kelly's first pitch at the Guardians Cubs game ends up in the stands. And I go, oh no, here we go.
I did a bit.
We got another 50 cent or whatever.
No, you did that on purpose.
Yeah. And then he did a whole dramatic thing where he acted like he was going to throw it. And then he ran into towards third base and threw it into the stands.
I saw it. Yeah.
So, listen, it wasn't a remarkable throw, but at least it looks like he's at least maybe tossed a baseball before.
I thought he was a rapper, but he's a rocker now.
Yeah, he's definitely a rocker.
Yeah.
He's definitely a rocker.
I mean, early on, he was a rapper.
I think that's where he made his bones, but he's definitely a real musician.
Yeah,
100%. All right, guys, it feels like D.C.'s steamy summer temps are still here, right? If you're already sweating whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service replacement, or service agreements, the five-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Saw something on Daily Mail in the fast food wars. You know how you were into the creamsicle?
Oh, yeah, the Frosty?
Yes.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is bringing back apparently a fan favorite after 13 years. And I don't know that I've ever had this. A banana pudding milkshake.
I bet you it's good.
I'm not a banana guy. It's a Jason thing.
I love bananas. I bet you it's good.
I don't know that I've ever had even banana pudding.
I have.
Not really. I like...
I mean, you got to like... Do you like bananas?
Yeah, they're all right. I don't... I mean...
But you add some more sugar to it, it's going
to
taste good.
To be honest,
I've had banana... I was surprised. I remember I went to Eddie V's one night.
You've never had banana cream pie?
I probably have.
So good.
I had banana... Is it bananas Foster?
Yeah, so good.
It's pretty good. I'm just such a chocolate guy.
I'm a lemon meringue guy. I'm a lemon bar guy. Lemons.
I like lemon.
Not that it's the same as banana, but...
I feel like your mom used to make like some sort of lemon brownie.
She'd make lemon bars all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure from a box.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that counts for me. I mean, my mom was known for brownies. She didn't make them from scratch. She's Betty Crocker or whatever.
Right. The only thing my mom, well, she made a lot of things from scratch, especially the casseroles. Our casseroles, man, you should put anything in those things.
So is Chick-fil-A already offering those? So is that out yet?
It starts August 26th.
Right. Would you drive to Chick-fil-A just for that? Because you're a banana guy?
Just for that? No, probably not just for that, but I would try it.
I have read that if you have like a banana a day, it is definitely good for you. To add it to the list with the olive oil and everything else. Like bananas.
And a banana day keeps the doctor away.
I can't do bananas. Apple's also very good for you. Not a big apple guy. Applesauce, kind of like.
I mean, all fruits are pretty much good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Get a little potassium in you. Get a little vitamin C.
But in a milkshake, it's probably not.
Right. Well, we didn't say that.
Dude, I had it when I was at, I was trying a bunch of
It's probably not horrible for you.
You know how you go with it when you go to the beach, especially at the beach? They have all the different, like the surfside's incredible. That's my number one. But I also had other drinks while I was at the beach. I had a Mike's Hard Watermelon or whatever. Silly. I get sized for watermelon.
I don't think I've ever had that.
I'm a huge watermelon guy. Love me some
watermelon. I love watermelon, too.
It is stunning how many of those types of drinks that are out there. And I truly believe Surfside's the hottest one.
I told you. We're going to meet up.
Unbelievable.
We're going to meet up with the people from Surfside and Bobby
tomorrow.
How many Bobby told me several months ago, he was like, I don't know. I don't know the exact phrasing, paraphrasing, but he was like, beer is out, cocktails are in. Like growing up. Or like when we went to college, it was all about beer.
Right.
It's like, that's a thing of the past. I mean, I don't think beer's going away.
No.
But that
cocktail in
cocktail
a can,
drinks, whatever you call that, that genre drinks. Is, yeah. That's probably what kids are going to gravitate towards.
Yeah. Especially for the youngins. They definitely will. How many of those would you drink on the beach per day?
Me? Oh, I can't.
3-4?
Max.
Yeah.
Max. I believe me, I like to nurse them. I like to nurse them.
And then you were feeling good, and then you would go back. Would you take a little nap before your dinner?
Often I would end up napping.
And then get back up and then have dinner and have a few more? Or
what would you drink? No, I usually wouldn't have one at night.
Oh, you
wouldn't? I saw a picture. No. Cakes had the Surfside out in Kiowa. He does his patented pictures of his feet.
Was he wearing his water socks?
He always does.
I don't know. He gave...
he's like 400 yards away from the ocean.
He's very far away.
Right.
Does he even ever go in the water? He goes in just maybe just to...
Just to his knees?
Maybe just to pee.
But he had this picture of the Surfside, And then,
just up to his cankles.
Oh, he's dust. He's doing like all the. He's got Scotty's vodka. He's doing all the products.
Yeah.
Good. I thought I saw a picture. Here it is. I mean, it's pretty far. There's nobody on that beach.
That's typical, right there, of him,
dude. That's how it is at.
But you know what? The beach doesn't even like to me. It doesn't look like sand. It almost looks like dirt.
No, it's sand. Maybe it's just
compacted.
It's a little
sand.
Hard.
Dude, I'm telling you, the beach that everyone raves about, and I still haven't been there, is the one in.
Do you think you could throw a football from where he's sitting into the water?
At this age, no.
You need a Joe Milton arm.
No, I need a crow hop.
But he does say that that's where they set up the company, whoever sets up his chairs.
They set it up far away.
Yeah, they don't go all the way down.
Maybe the tide is crazy and it comes all the way up there.
It probably does. It's probably low tide.
All right, let's go to Dimitri real quick. He wants to chime in on the Chick-fil-A situation. Dimitri, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, good.
Good, good, good. Now, as employees of Chick-fil-A, we've gotten to try it before it's released. Mm-hmm. I think, is it EB, the one with the sweet tooth?
Yes, sir. JP, too, okay. But I have a problem with sugar.
EB's gonna love it. It is super sweet. It's sweeter than your average milkshake. So, and then the cookie crumble that comes in it, it's going to be Nella wafers. So it's going to be like a banana pudding, a banana pudding type shake.
What's the other? What's the other type of pudding? Tapioca. Yeah. I'm a tapioca guy. Do you like tapioca?
Yeah.
Not as much.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. So, also butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
I'm a butterscotch guy, big time.
for sure. But it's super unhealthy, but it's really, really good.
Right. I know. I have to limit myself if I'm really going down the sugar highway.
Sugar.
If I'm really going down the diabetes highway, I try to one shake a month because I think it's so bad for you. I mean, and I feel so guilty when I'm done with one of my shakes.
I did the move last night where finished dinner about an hour later, nothing in the pantry. Excites me. Drove to McDonald's and got a hot fudge sundae.
Oh, my God. What time was that?
9:15.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 9:15 at night, he's going out to McDonald's.
You're already snoring for 2 hours.
Hell, yeah.
Isabella.
The last thing I'm thinking about is driving to McDonald's.
I got back from the pool at 8 o'clock.
Right.
I mean, he's already, like, sleep. Isabella with a friend got back from the pool. We have quick dinner and then get her to bed. Then
I was,
went out and got some dessert. By the way,
asleep.
I saw this
by the
last
way, I wasn't
week.
Asleep last night by 8.
I saw this last week. Right. This one has your name written all over it. Now, I don't know how long it lasts, but I was at Potbelly. They also have a new milkshake. It's a new toasted marshmallow shake.
Did it have chocolate in there? It must have some chocolate.
Chocolate.
Is that?
I don't know. They brought back the s'mores cookie and the toasted marshmallow shake. So you're not a marshmallow guy.
Oh, no. I'm a big s'mores guy. I love roasted marshmallows or whatever you call them. Toasted marshmallows, whatever you call it. What do you call them when you cook a marshmallow?
Roasted marshmallow?
Yeah. Big on that.
Get nice and gooey.
Lightly brown, not too dark, mushy, huge.
I don't think they have those.
Yeah.
Do they have cozies anymore?
I don't think so.
Didn't you just
my
go to Cozy?
Tom and I used to go to. We went to the Cozy over there in DC. I always forget the name of that area, but anywhere near AU or whatever, it was the most dilapidated store. They did not keep it up, but we would go there all. I mean, we were regulars at Cozy for lunch, a couple times a month.
Yeah, that was a go-to spot for my
family. I think they did s'mores there, right?
Yeah,
I think that was their bit.
That's why.
I never did it.
It was a go-to spot for my family because it was kind of like entertainment. You know, my son would have pizza. This one, he's like 5 or 6 years old. And then afterwards, he'd get the s'mores.
Dude, when we were prisoners in our own home for all that nonsense, I ordered
a case. You'd use the fire pit.
I used the fire pit every day. It was just my excuse to drink. I ordered a case of the extra large marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the whole thing.
Crushed them all.
And
like how big is the case?
But, I mean, it was like 6 or 8 packs. I mean, it was a case like a case of beer. It was, you know, like a big box with a ton of packs of them, of the jet large, like huge.
Like softballs.
Yeah, they look like softballs. And I just would roast them.
What percentage of those did you eat?
87%.
You wonder why his teeth are so banged up.
Right.
I do love sugar too. I think it's competitive.
Do you know that my more teeth, of a chocolate guy. My teeth are softer than my nails, so I've been banned from biting my nails.
Because that's probably a good
and that's
thing.
Hard for you not. You
no, can, I've actually acclimated.
You loved so you, when he used so to flick him in his Beretta.
I have to clip now. I can't bite anymore. It sucks.
You're finally growing up. All right, got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan. Saw something on Daily Mail in the fast food wars. You know how you were into the creamsicle?
Oh, yeah, the Frosty?
Yes.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is bringing back apparently a fan favorite after 13 years. And I don't know that I've ever had this. A banana pudding milkshake.
I bet you it's good.
I'm not a banana guy. It's a Jason thing.
I love bananas. I bet you it's good.
I don't know that I've ever had even banana pudding.
I have.
Not really. I like...
I mean, you gotta like... Do you like bananas?
Yeah, they're all right. I don't... I mean...
But you add some more sugar to it, it's going
to
taste good.
To be honest.
I've had banana... I was surprised. I remember I went to Eddie V's one night.
You've never had banana cream pie?
I probably have.
So good.
I had banana, is it bananas Foster?
Yeah, so good.
It's pretty good.
I'd rather
I'm just
a
such a chocolate guy.
I'm a lemon meringue guy. I'm a lemon bar guy. Lemons.
I like and lemon.
Not that it's the same as banana, but.
I feel like your mom used to make like some sort of lemon brownie.
She'd make lemon bars all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure from a box.
I mean, that counts for me. I mean, my mom was known for brownies. She didn't make them from scratch. She's Betty Crocker or whatever.
Right. The only thing my mom, well, she made a lot of things from scratch, especially the casseroles. Our casseroles, man, you should put anything in those things.
So is Chick-fil-A already offering those? So is that out yet?
It starts August 26th.
Right. Would you drive to Chick-fil-A just for that? Because you're a banana guy?
Just for that? No, probably not just for that, but I would try it.
I have read that if you have like a banana a day, it is definitely good for you. To add it to the list with the olive oil and everything else. Like bananas.
And a banana day keeps the doctor away.
I can't do bananas. Apple's also very good for you. Not a big apple guy. Apple sauce, kind of like.
I mean, all fruits are pretty much good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Get a little potassium in you. Get a little vitamin C.
But in a milkshake, it's probably not.
Right. Well, we didn't say that.
Dude, I had it when I was at, I was trying a bunch
of
different.
It's probably not horrible for you.
You know how you go with it when you go to the beach, especially at the beach? They have all the different, like the surfside's incredible. That's my number one. But I also had other drinks while I was at the beach. I had a Mike's Hard Watermelon or whatever. Silly. I get sized for watermelon.
I don't think I've ever had that.
I'm a huge watermelon guy. Love me some
watermelon. I love watermelon, too.
It is stunning how many of those types of drinks that are out there. And I truly believe Surfside's the hottest one.
I told you. We're going to meet up.
Unbelievable.
We're going to meet up with the people from Surfside and Bobby
tomorrow.
How many Bobby told me several months ago, he was like, I don't know the exact phrasing, paraphrasing, but he was like, beer is out, cocktails are in. Like growing up. Or like when we went to college, it was all about beer.
Right.
It's like, that's a thing of the past. I mean, I don't think beer is going away.
No.
But that
cocktail in
cocktail
a can,
drinks, whatever you call that, that genre drinks. Is, yes. That's probably what kids are going to gravitate towards.
Yeah. Especially for the youngins, they definitely will. How many of those would you drink on the beach per day?
Me? Oh, I can't.
3-4?
Max.
Yeah.
Max. I believe me. I like to nurse them.
And then you were feeling good, and then you would go back. Would you take a little nap before your
often
dinner?
Often I would end up napping.
And then get back up and then have dinner and have a few more? Or what would you
no,
drink
I wouldn't usually. I usually wouldn't have one at night.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I saw a picture. No. Cakes had the Surfside out in Kiowa. He does his patented pictures of his feet.
Is he wearing his water socks?
He always does.
I don't know. He gave...
he's like 400 yards away from the ocean.
He's very far away.
Right.
Does he even ever go in the water? He goes in just to...
Just to his knees?
Maybe just to pee.
But he had this picture of the Surfside. And then, his...
Just up to his cankles.
Oh, he's dust. He's doing like all the... He's got Scotty's vodka. He's doing all the products.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
I thought I saw a picture. Here it is. I mean, it's pretty far. There's nobody on that beach.
That's typical right there of him.
Dude, that's how it is at...
But you know what? The beach doesn't even... Like, to me, it doesn't look like sand. It almost looks like dirt.
No, nah, it's sand. Maybe it's just
compacted.
It's a little hard.
Dude, I'm telling you, the beach that everyone raves about, and I still haven't been there, is the one in...
Do you think you could throw a football from where he's sitting into the water?
At this age, no.
You need a Joe Milton arm.
No, I need a crow hop. Couple
but he does say that that's where they set up the company, whoever sets up his chairs.
They set it up but far
away.
Yeah,
they don't go all the way down. The,
and I mean, also, maybe the tide is crazy and it comes all the way up there.
It probably does. It's probably right. Low tide.
All right, let's go to Dimitri real quick. He wants to chime in on the Chick-fil-A situation. Dimitri, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, good.
Good, good, good. Now, we've as employees of Chick-fil-A, we've gotten to try it before it's released. Mm-hmm. I think, is it EB, the one with the sweet tooth?
Yes, sir. JP, too, okay. But I have a problem with sugar.
EB's gonna love it. It is super sweet. It's sweeter than your average milkshake. So, and then the cookie crumble that comes in it, it's going to be Nella wafers. So it's going to be like a banana pudding, a banana pudding type shake.
What's the other? What's the other type of pudding? Tapioca. Yeah. I'm a tapioca guy. Do you like tapioca?
Yeah.
Not as much.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. So, also butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
I'm a
pudding.
Butterscotch guy, big time.
For sure. But it's super unhealthy, but it's really, really good.
Right. I know. I have to limit myself if I'm really going down the sugar highway.
Sugar.
If I'm really going down the diabetes highway, I try to one shake a month because I think it's so bad for you. I mean, and I feel so guilty when I'm done with one of my shakes.
I did the move last night where finished dinner about an hour later, nothing in the pantry excites me. Drove to McDonald's and got a hot fudge sundae.
Oh, my God. What time was that?
9:15.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
9:15 at night, he's going out to McDonald's.
You're already snoring for 2 hours.
Hell, yeah.
Isabella,
the last thing I'm thinking about is driving to McDonald's.
I got back from the pool at 8 o'clock.
Right.
I mean, he's already, like, sleep. Isabella, with a friend, got back from the pool. We have quick dinner and then get her to bed. Then
I was,
went out and got some dessert. By the way,
asleep.
I saw this
by the
last
way, I wasn't
week.
Asleep last night by 8.
I saw this last week. Right. This one has your name written all over it. Now, I don't know how long it lasts, but I was at Potbelly. They also have a new milkshake. It's a new toasted marshmallow shake.
Did it have chocolate in there? It must have some chocolate.
Chocolate.
Is that?
I don't know. They brought back the s'mores cookie and the toasted marshmallow shake. So you're not a marshmallow guy.
Oh, no. I'm a big s'mores guy. I love roasted marshmallows or whatever you call them. Toasted marshmallows, whatever you call it. What do you call them when you cook a marshmallow?
Roasted marshmallow?
Yeah. Big on that.
Again, nice and gooey.
Lightly brown, not too dark, mushy, huge.
I don't think they have
those. Yeah.
Do they have cozies anymore?
I don't think so.
Right? Didn't you just
my
go to cozy?
Tom and I used to go to. We went to the cozy over there in DC. I always forget the name of that area, but anywhere near AU or whatever. It was the most dilapidated store. They did not keep it up, but we would go there all. I mean, we were regulars at Cozy for lunch, a couple times a month.
Yeah, that was a go-to spot for my family.
I think they did s'mores there, right?
Yeah,
I think that was their
that's
bit.
Why.
I never
that,
did it
was a go-to spot for my family because it was kind of like entertainment. You know, my son would have pizza. This one, he's like 5 or 6 years old. And then afterwards, you'd get the s'mores.
Dude, when we were prisoners in our own home for all that nonsense, I ordered
you'd use the fire pit.
I used the fire pit every day. It was just my excuse to drink. I ordered a case of the extra large marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the whole thing.
Crushed them all.
And
like how big is the case?
But, I mean, it was like 6 or 8 packs. I mean, it was a case like a case of beer. It was, you know, like a big box with a ton of packs of them, of the jet large, like huge.
Like softballs.
Yeah, like softballs. And I just would roast them.
What percentage of those did you eat?
87%.
You wonder why his teeth are so banged up. Right. I mean, I do love sugar too. I think it's competitive.
Do you know that my
more
teeth,
of a chocolate
my
guy.
Teeth are softer than my nails, so I've been banned from biting my nails. Because
that's probably a
and
good
that's
thing.
Hard for you not. You,
no,
you,
I've actually acclimated.
You loved so you, when he used
so
to flick them in his Beretta.
I have to clip.
Yeah,
now. I can't bite anymore. It sucks.
You're finally growing up. All right, got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.